I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 A reading is taken from the Gospel according to John chapter 4, verse 5 to 18. So he came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her,
"Give me a drink."
His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him,
"How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?"
Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered her,
"If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
The woman said to him,
"Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, with his sons and his flocks drank from it?"
Jesus said to her,
"Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life."
The woman said to him,
"Sir, give me this water, so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water."
Jesus said to her,
"Go, call your husband and come back."
"I have no husband."
Jesus said to her,
"You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true."
So familiar kayo sa story na to, di ba? It is one of the famous Jesus stories, that the Jesus at the well, or Jesus with the Samaritan woman. In other churches, paano ba ito pinipreach? Anong usual message nito pag pinipreach ang story ng the woman and Jesus in the well?
Conversion.
Ano pa? Ano yung usual, kung natatandaan nyo ang paano ito pinipreach ni Father or ni Pastor? What's usually ang focus of this story pag pinipreach?
Inclusivity.
Evangelization.
Conversion.
Kinoconvert ni Jesus si Samaritan woman. Kasi later in the story, Jesus speaks about worshiping in spirit and in truth. Ganyan. And time will come when people will worship in spirit and truth, not in this mountain, not in Jerusalem, etc., etc. So yan ang usual na preaching niya. May preaching din na minsan mag-focus dun sa babae. At sasabihin ni pastor na babae na nga ngayon niya. Kasi nagkaroon siya ng limang asawa. At yung kinakasama niya ngayon ay hindi niya officially asawa. Right? Pero, so bago ko mag-preach, commentary lang muna. Kailangan basagin yung reading na yun ng kwento ito. Number one, kung tunay na siya ay adulteress, dapat hindi siya buhay. She will be stoned to death. Sabihin niyo, hindi naman siya Hudyo, Samaritan siya. Actually po, ang Hudyo ay Samaritan, magkamag-anak yan. The Samarians or Samaritans were the previously
tribe. One of
the
tribes
na humiwalay sa Juda. So the ten other tribes humiwalay sa Juda at sa tribe of Benjamin. So actually, pareho sila ng religion. Pareho-pareho. They also follow the Torah. Pero, dahil humiwalay sila kahit sa Jews, so ang tingin ng Jews, at siyempre ang Bible natin is Judeo-Christian, so sila ay described in the Bible as unclean, masama, idolaters, kasi doon sila sa mountain in Samaria nag-worship kesa sa Jerusalem. Pero they are magkamag-anak. So, kung adulteress siya, if they follow the same scripture, Old Testament scripture, Torah, dapat, tegi siya. Kung tunay siyang nangangalo niya. So, hindi siya nangangalo niya. May nagsabi naman, prostitute siya. Prostitute daw. Hindi rin totoo. Or walang sinasabi sa text na siya ay adulteress, walang sinasabi sa text na siya ay prostitute. Most likely, yung limang sinabing asawa niya, naging asawa niya, ay maaaring magkakapatid. The Levirate Law. Pag namatay ang, ano to? Yung law ng mga Hudyo na pag namatay yung
asawa,
asawahin ng kapatid. Diba? Kasi there's another parable or another story where Jesus was asked by the Sadducees. Merong isang babaeng may asawa na matayan. Lima din yun eh. Five brothers. In the another story. So, i-transpose natin dito. Baka it's the same hugot. So, marahi, most likely, baka magkakapatid to na so, inasawa siya dahil yun yung batas, never nagkaanak. Kaya, nagpasa-pasa sa limang kapatid. Tsaka ng batas na. Diba? But that's how ancient people understood these things. So, yun. And after being with five brothers, siyempre, namatay na rin yung siguro isa. O, hiniwalayan siya. Pwede rin yun eh. Ano, dinivorce na siya. Pwede buhay pa yung huli. Dinivorce siya. By giving her a divorce paper under the law. So, may kinakasama siya ngayon. Na hindi niya, sinabi hindi niya husband. Ibig sabihin, hindi sila officially kasal. Pero hindi necessarily it means may mali dun sa kanilang, I mean, they are breaking the law. Otherwise, matitegi ulit siya or sila. Nagawa. So, the relationship na meron siya dun sa kinakasama niya ngayon might be inappropriate kasi hindi sila kasal, but it's not necessarily against the law, the Mosaic law. So, why am I saying this? I try to redeem first the woman. And women in scripture has always been demonized. Wala nga siyang pangalan eh. Most women, 90% of the women in scripture does not have a name. Kaya palagi the Samaritan woman, the Syrophoenician woman,
the girl,
the widow, yung pinuntahan ni Elijah, the widow of Kemet, na walang pangalan. So kung bibigyan natin ng pangalan si Samaritan woman ngayon, one of the things na sinasabi sa feminist theology is to give name, to name the woman in scripture na walang pangalan. So kung bibigyan natin siya ng pangalan ngayon, anong po-propose yung pangalan ni Samaritan woman? Ha? Wela? Wela. Or, ano ba yung pangalan ni Vilma sa ano? Sa bata-bata?
Siyempre, kailangan kong palalahan. Something.
Kasi announced yun. Lalabas siya sa well.
Or ano? Jennifer na lang. Ay, di ba?
Or si Terry.
I-redeem din natin si Monique.
Pwede na yan.
So, many other progressive and queer preachers in the past has already postulated when they did a study of this story that Jesus was flirting with Monique in this story. With Monique, the Samaritan woman. So, what I'm about to say today is not necessarily original to me. I'm actually echoing what has already been said about the story by many progressive and queer theologians and preachers. So, why and what makes us say that Jesus was flirting in this story? Yung iba alam na to. What is the assumption? Kung assumption man siya. Number one, some of the love stories in the Bible ay lahat nangyari sa ako ng pagkikita ay nangyari sa
balon,
sa balon, sa well.
Totoo yan. Totoo yan.
Isaac and Rebecca.
Yes.
Moses. Nag-meet sa well. Moses and Zipporah. Nag-meet sa
well.
Jacob at yung una niyang, yung talagang bet niyang maasawa, si Jacob at si Rachel, sa well din nagkita.
Okay, so grinder ang well.
Yes. Cruising spot ang well. So I don't know if the gospel of the writer of the Gospel of John was familiar with the story kung bakit sinituate niya rin ang story na to sa
balon.
Sa balon, sa well. And what he was actually trying to say by locating this story also in the well. At may reference nga eh. This is the Jacob's well. And this is the land that was given to his son Joseph. So may hindi lang contento si writer, si Gospel of John writer na sabihin it is the well, nire-reference niya pa si Jacob and Jacob's well. So, kaya alam natin, merong romantic portion ang intention at ang part ng story na ito because of the reference. Many people will be scandalized again about this. That Jesus was capable of flirting because the implication is that Jesus had sexual and romantic desires or attractions. And that is simply unacceptable. So, na-scandalize sila sa gay parody, gay Jesus na parody, hindi pa napapanood. Pero na-scandalize din sila kahit straight si Jesus na merong sexual attraction or romantic attraction. So, wala talagang lugar si Jesus para sumaya. Para kilingin. Ayaw ng nating mga Kristiyano na si Jesus ay may konti man lang
kilig
sa katawan. May konting hindi man lang sa katawan. And totoo yun, because the first one before this gay parody, nabanggit ko na to before, there was the 1970s film, also based from the book, The Last Temptation of Christ. At yung gay parody is the first temptation of Christ. So that the book and the movie was The Last Temptation of Christ. Doon, yung last temptation niya, nakapako na siya sa cross. Tapos pinakita ng demonyo sa kanya yung pwede niya maging buhay na may asawa, may mga anak, may pamilya. At hulaan, siyempre, nagalit ang mga tao. Nagalit. Gusto ipasensor yung or patigil yung pagpapalabas na ng movie na yon. So many people are scandalized not necessarily on Jesus being straight or gay, but on a bigger note that Jesus has sexuality and the possibility of Jesus acting on that sexuality, even a straight one. And yet we repeat over and over again that Jesus is also fully human. Jesus is fully human. Christian orthodoxy tells us that Jesus was fully God and fully human, two distinct natures within one person of the same Jesus Christ. Nagtalo-talo ang mga Christian. Yan ang pinagtalo na niya at nag-evolve ang Trinitarian doctrine, hindi primarily sa issue ng tao ba si Jesus? Diyos ba siya na hindi naman talaga tao? O tao siya pero hindi naman talaga Diyos? So, yan ang pinagtalunan noong 325. Nagtalo-talo ang mga bishop. At inaffirm nila na si Jesus ay tunay na tao, hindi sinasapawan ng pagiging diva niya, at siya ay tunay na diva, hindi sinasapawan ng pagiging tao niya. Two distinct natures, fully God, fully human. But as we know, Christian history tells us, we have been only confined to the divine nature of Christ. We have forgotten about the human part of Jesus. Yet Scripture tells us that God wanted to be flesh and wanted to encounter us and even flirt with us in the flesh. And that is okay. That it is good. The encounter of the flesh and flesh bodies are good. Encounters, even seductions or sexual ones, are God moments. But God moments, encounters, seductions, and even the most sexual ones are also God moments. Such encounters also speaks of the spirit and of truth, of bodies and souls worshiping together. Sabi nga ni Vilma Santos sa Bata-Bata pa ang ginawa, sabi rin ni Lizette, Professor Lizette, kasi favorite niya ng film yun. Favorite niyang line ni Vilma doon ay, sana pag ang mga katawan ay nagtatali, pati kaluluwa nila ay nagtatali. Of bodies and souls worshiping together, quenching each other's thirst for connection, for love expressed in intimacy, for the God in the flesh. Secondly, it begs the question, could you consider that Jesus is also flirting with you? You consider that. That Jesus is also flirting with you or about always flirting with you in your life. Pero bago natin puntahan yun, paano nga ba? Paano natin nasabi nag-flirt si Jesus? Ano ba ang flirting? Paano ba natin dinidefine ang flirting? What happens in flirting?
Seduction moment.
Oo nga, paano? Paano yung seduction?
Chika. Ay, ganda mo,
show. Compliments.
Compliments.
Interest.
Hint.
Saka yung double speak. Meron kayong pinag-uusapan, pero iba pala ang meaning. Ang hugot ng...
Very true.
Ang hugotan nyo. Diba? Diba? Iba, meron kayong pinag-uusapan pero iba pala ang hugot. At may mga sundot-sundot. Diba? May mga pasundot-sundot na ano. Like one time, kaya mahirap maging pastor eh. So, meron ako katsikahan. Katsikahan ako. So, usap-usap about queer theology, etc. Ganyan. Tapos parang, so pinag-usapan namin yung story ng Centurion at ng Pais. Na medyo nakaramdam ako, iba na yung ibig sabihin ng pinagkukwentuhan namin Centurion at Pais. Hanggang sa napunta na sa punto, hindi ko kasi masyadong pinapatulan eh. Hanggang sa dumirekta na siya, pero nararamdaman ko na nababasa ko na yung double meaning ng mga sinasabi niya. Hanggang sa dinirekta niya na ako, oh pastor, parang ikaw yung centurion at ako yung para. May ganon.
Jesus.
Ano na ako? Hindi ko na sinin. Ano to? Anger message. Anger message na. So ganyan, double speak. Usually. Saka sa flirting, especially straight, ito, at least a story, straight flirting to ni Jesus, iba? The straight Jesus with Samaritan woman, with Monique. At usually, pag flirting, yung very confident ka, mayabang,
best foot forward,
mayabang. Diba sa mga movies na mga, ano, at sa una, parang na turn off yung girl sa yabang ng lalaki. Yun yung ginawa ni Jesus eh. Hindi niya kakilala yung babae. Oy, bigyan mo nga akong tubig. Walang please, walang direkta. Hindi niya kakilala, hindi niya kalahi. Bigyan mo nga akong tubig. And then they talk about water, na hindi talaga water. Una, literal na water, biglang hindi na literal na water. So may ganun ng laro dun sa kwento ni Jesus at ni Monique. At ang pinaka-last, hindi pa, huwag muna yung last. Tapos nakikurious din ako sa part na paano na nalaman nung ni Monique na Hudyo si Jesus? Ano ba? Nakikurious na ako if there is any identifiable sa balat ba, pareho naman sila, or sa kasukotan. And then it also made me think na baka hindi lang siya nagustuhan ni Jesus dahil maganda siyang babae, pero baka dahil din forbidden siya. Kasi sabi, Jews and Samaritans do not mix. And sometimes the forbidden ones are the most exciting. The forbidden ones are the most desirable because they are forbidden to be for you to engage with. Diba? Tingnan natin, may mga ganyan, di ba?
Sarap ang bawa.
Someone who is different. And then lastly, yung muli-uli, at ito ay gawain para maski ng mga becs o ng mga straight para malaman kung may chance, baka may magalit, ha? Baka magalit yung boyfriend mo.
Ay, wala.
So, precisely what Jesus did. Call your husband. And the woman answered back, I don't have a husband. Eh, hindi kontento si Jesus. Walang husband, pero baka may boyfriend. Oh, that's true. You don't have a husband. And the one that you're with right now is not your husband. So, Jesus was flirting. Jesus was flirting in this story. This is a flirting. There is a flirtation in this story. There is a seduction in this story. Being referenced in the well, having this double speak, having this language. But what's the point, Pastor? What's the point? What's the lesson that we can learn from this? So what if Jesus flirts with Monique? So what? Jesus also speaks about worshiping in spirit and in truth. Jesus was able to make the Samaritan town, yung buong town, convert or believe in Jesus. Hindi ba mas importante yung mga bagay na yun? Yes, perhaps. Those are important things. At alam na natin yun, yun ang pinipreach always pag pinipreach ang kwento nito. But the other thing, the other important thing is that we reclaim, yun ang naging topic natin for this month, we reclaim the body of Jesus. We reclaim the sexual attraction of Jesus that Jesus wanted to makascore. At pagbigyan naman natin si Jesus. Ay, konti na. Jesus speaks in this story of spirit and truth. The truth that we proclaim is that we reclaim and reaffirm the humanity of Jesus. And when we reclaim the humanity of Jesus, we also reclaim our humanity. We also reclaim our, and by reclaiming our humanity, we reclaim our divinity. We reclaim our own beauty. We reclaim and rename that Jesus had sexuality and desires. We reclaim and redeem that the Samaritan woman we name today as Monique was not a bad woman. Hindi siya adulteress like what many others proclaim. In the same way that pastors and priests have said Magdalene was a prostitute kahit wala naman nakasulat na ganon. So we redeem and we reclaim that the Samaritan woman we name as Monique is not bad. We reclaim our humanity, that in our humanity, we are most and truly divine. Sa pagiging tunay na tao natin, tayo nagiging mas tunay na divine. This is the reason Jesus became flesh in every sense of the word human. God became flesh in Jesus to show us that we have forgotten our humanity. So many people want to be divine, to be a diva. Emperors and pharaohs claim to be gods, including other elites and royalties, priests and temple keepers. Everyone wants to be divine, and in the process, lost their humanity. Humanity that is compassionate, humanity that is authentic, humanity that is beautiful in all its fleshiness, humanity that is intimate in the flesh, including sex and sexuality, including our gendered selves. We want to be gods above each other, and we want to meet gods, that we neglect our humanity and our fellow human beings. But Jesus teaches us that God wanted to be flesh, wanted to encounter us, wants to flirt with us in the flesh, and that is okay. It is good. The encounter of the flesh and flesh bodies are good. Encounters, even seductions or sexual ones, tulad sabi pa din, are God moments. Sabi nga nung professor sa, chichikahan lang kami, no? Chikahan lang nung may LGBT conference sa Cebu. Si Pato, yung pogi-pogi, kaibigan ni Pastor Kakay to eh. Queer theologian, pero straight siya. Nalalaki si Pato, yung pangalan niya. Taga Dumaguete, doon nagchichikahan kami, tapos nakoy niya nga yung grinder theology, the theology of encounter. And that in our encounters, even in those grinder encounters, they are God moments. They are God moments. They are moments where we quench our thirst for intimacy. And then we go back to the question, would you consider Jesus flirting with you? We always think of Jesus as king, as mighty, as warrior, European blue-eyed warrior. But can you imagine Jesus, an Arab looking person, looking man, flirting with you, courting you, seducing you? Were there moments and situations in your life that you encountered the flirting Christ? In what places? In what moments? In which communities did you find the Jesus Christ who is in the flesh? Where is this Jacob's well? Sa panahon ngayon. Nasaan kaya si Jacob's well sa panahon natin ngayon? Where is Jacob's well today where you will find Jesus asking for water? Sa nectar kaya? Sa luneta? Sa recto o mga sinihan sa kubao? Where is Jacob's well? Where do you find such places and encounters? Do you see the Christ who is thirsty and hungry? The Christ who desires you and who flirts with you? And will you flirt back with Jesus? Will you flirt back and speak up? Will you try to believe in Christ again in a new, radical, and fresh way? Will you see and hear God in the flesh, calling you, naming you with a new name? Will you welcome such encounters? Will you celebrate such encounters that will change you and redeem you forever? So, let us therefore meet and flirt with Christ in the flesh, in the memory of Monique, the Samaritan woman, whom Jesus desired. Amen.